Everybody, welcome back to the Family Mart Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay. Welcome back.
We'd like to thank our executive producers of the pod, our top patrons on Patreon, Danica, Alexis, Crack Addicts, DeShields, and Emily.
And thank you to Jess, SDK, Murs, my man, Tommy, my brother.
And our newest patrons of the week, John and Marcus.
Welcome.
Thank you guys for supporting us. We do weekly bonus episodes on our Patreon, patreon.com/familymartpod. Go support the show if you want, and if not, I hope you enjoy this one.
Of course they're gonna enjoy this one, bro. This is like the best show.
Is this the best? Is this the best part of the week?
Best part of my week.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, dude.
Caught lying in 4K.
What's up with you going to the gym like secretly?
Look,
is that a new thing?
All right, so I pulled up to the gym and it was like 7 at night or so, and I didn't expect to see any of you guys there. I just didn't want to make an announcement like, yo, going to the gym.
Yeah, it's a big to-do.
Because if there's something that's like anti my personality, it's the I'm at the gym guy. Like,
yeah,
I don't want
a big deal out
making
of it.
Yeah, like if I'm going to go, I'm just going to go and you're going to see the results. So if I'm going to go there, I didn't expect to see anyone. But now since I saw someone that's a part of the group chat, you know, I sneak photographed him and then that was it. I gave up my own secret.
How long have you been doing this?
No, that was my first time in a while, but I just, like, yep. I hate having to, like, rely on you guys to, like, yo, who's going to the gym today? Because if you go, I'm going to go, but if you don't go, then I'm not going to go.
Yeah. You're being responsible.
Yeah, I got to take
initiative.
I got to take initiative. Like, what is this accountability for my own actions thing?
Yeah, no, I fuck with it. So what'd you do at the gym? Or do you want to keep that a secret? Do you want to work in silence?
yo, I'm trying to work in silence. You're having me talking to the mic. No, yeah. I started off on that.
Assault bike?
The bike that's has a fan built in it,
mm-hmm.
So I could power up the energy in the building.
Okay.
I did that for like 10 minutes. I was so gassed, dude. I was like ready to throw up. And then I was just doing like some shoulder workouts on the machines.
You know, there's only a few people that listen to this pod that actually know who Jay is, but for Jay to go to the gym by himself, unannounced.
It's a big step
up,
man.
It's a big move, man. I don't know how else I could describe it to you guys of how big of a thing that is.
Do you
is.
Guys feel like you have to drag me out to do anything?
I'm not trying to drag you around.
Yeah.
You know, it's also going to drag me around.
Exactly. It would drag you around mentally. Like, you can't force anyone to, like, buy into, like, health and wellness.
Yeah. So they just have to be in it. Like, my brother is. Like, we did a workout today.
Uh-huh.
I was just guiding him. He's down to do whatever.
That's good.
Yeah. Like, he was like, what are we going to do today? I was just freestyling it on the spot, coming up with, like, some pretty intense circuits for him, and he was down to do all of it. So,
yeah,
you know, those are the type of people that I want to exercise with. Cause if you're just down to do whatever, let's do whatever.
And it's just a mental change for me. Like, I just got to start going on my own on my own volition.
I'm happy for you doing that. Cause again, like I said, it's for Jay to go to the gym unannounced by himself, nobody else dragging him to go there. I mean, you know, I'm making it a huge deal, but it is, man. To take your health into your own hands, it's a big deal. Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't want to do that.
You know what it was, dude? It was your vlog when it showed my 8-pack of abs.
You wanted to work on what you already had.
I was like, you know what? I can't make this for show. This has to be real.
Yeah, it has to be for real.
I can't make this be post-edit abs.
Well, they were, I mean, the abs that I was seeing, I mean, they look pretty good, so.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. From fucking laughing all the time? Is that what it is?
Laughing.
I'm just making you laugh all the time?
No, not you.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just You think I make you laugh the most?
What?
It's not like a flex. It's just an honest thing.
Yeah, if it had to be like a top two and it's not two, so maybe.
Top two and it's not two. Fuck yeah, out of
that's
here.
Your boy Drake. You can't hate the line. That's your boy.
Yo, speaking of Drake, let's talk about Kendrick. Yo, Kendrick Lamar posted something on his Instagram talking
new
about
thoughts.
You know, this is he's gonna release his last album with TDE, and I don't know what that really like. Does that mean this is gonna be his last musical album forever, or does it mean it's gonna be his last album with TDE? Because honestly, I don't see him. If he's going to break away from TDE, I don't see him starting his own label or just releasing stuff. Yeah, I don't see him releasing anything
indie
post TDE.
Yeah, it is hard to imagine a post TDE Kendrick because he's so synonymous with the label.
Yeah.
Like, you think Kendrick, you think TDE, they're like one and the same pretty much. Mm-hmm. You kind of almost think like he's the lead, yeah, like he runs the shit.
Right.
When really, like, you know, that's not how a label works, but it might be a while till the, like a post TDE album, but
from Kendrick,
but it might just be like on his own type of creative agency. I think
it's hard to really see that though, because I really don't see Kendrick releasing music that's not under TDE. That's too off brand.
I just think he wants to run things in his own way, which is understandable because he's definitely someone that has the platform to do it.
Music.
After that announcement, for some reason, my YouTube algorithm pushed all the Kendrick and Baby Keem leaks to my
timeline.
Well,
I'm saying like maybe he's gonna get into other aspects of music like executive producing or just being a Diddy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's still going to be with TDE, just not releasing music as Kendrick Lamar. Maybe he'll just be executive producers of albums, or maybe he'll be a producer, or
yeah. I think it'll be like knows. As sporadic as like what Jay-Z does nowadays.
If this is going to be Kendrick's last album, I want to know that. I want him to say, this is my
closure.
Yeah. I just want some closure.
In the rap game, there's never been closure.
Yeah. Everybody that says that they're going to quit.
The best thing you could do is announce that you quit, or you announce that you retire, and then you come back for the comeback tour, and then that shit skyrockets and you just start off on leg two of your career. That it's a play.
I don't think Kendrick's going to do that though. I just don't see him as that type of
artist. We do hold him to some higher.
Yeah, we hold
like
him,
integrity.
We hold him to a different standard than every other rapper out there. He's a very special artist to me.
Yeah. And that's kind of like the what can happen when you like hold your ideals like that close to you, and you never like falter from like selling out,
yeah,
quote unquote, whatever that means, in the industry. Yeah. But you know, like he really sticks to what he believes in, and this is like even when he announced it, it's not that big of a surprise, right?
I wish him the best. It's like he's out of here, dude.
Was that in the message, or did I read from somewhere that like he goes like months without a phone? Or
he goes months without a phone. That's what he said in the thing, and I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
you know, it sounds pretty peaceful to me. I just wonder what he's doing throughout his day. Do you think he's like planting
stuff? No, I think he's like in the community.
Oh, that's cool.
I think, you know,
picking up trash.
Not picking up trash, but like he's like
touching. Where were you going with that? Touching the people?
No, yeah, it sounds wholesome, but when I
he's out there touching.
When
the
I
people.
Hesitate like that, then it
he's
then
fucking
it's weird.
Blind.
I think he's in the community helping.
Nice. He's in the community helping. He's in the $10 tier for sure.
He's on the $20 tier.
Yeah, he's on the $20.
The hidden one.
Yeah. He's on a different... Yeah, he's on... That's a Patreon reference, by the way.
Sign up for the Patreon.
I want to go somewhere with this segment that I've never done this before, but I just feel in my heart this is the right thing to do. I was going through TikTok the other day, as per usual.
As
Wiz does, and I found this TikTok of this girl that was like so funny. She was really pretty. It's like the goofiest thing I've ever seen.
Must have really connected with you.
And I just thought it was hilarious. I went through a page. I was like, damn, this girl's fine. One of the most beautiful girls. Can't even say girl. Women. Woman? Women.
Woman.
She's
women. Women.
Is it women though?
Yeah.
It's not singular.
One of the most beautiful women, because it's like out of...
Yeah, but saying women is implying that it's multiple.
Okay, yeah.
But I can't say one of the most beautiful girls, because it's like she's not a... she's a woman.
This is just, you know, English 101. We're fucking it up.
And I was like, dude, how am I going to reach out to this girl? There's no way. She's an actress. I Googled her for a little bit. I had to stop looking at her Googles because I didn't want to fall too deep in love with her. She's also on a few Netflix shows, and I was like, I don't want to watch that because I know what's going to happen to me if I watch these shows and I fall in love with her even more. Because, you know, like, you fall in love with characters all day long.
Right.
And you're like so drawn to this person, and then you get hit with a brick wall like, I'm never going to meet this person ever.
You don't know that.
Dude, we don't have any mutual friends. She works in the business. Like, when am I ever going to run into this girl?
Some people create their own opportunity.
How? Okay.
In a stalkerish way either.
Yeah, that's very... I mean, we're treading some stalkery waters here.
There's some connection.
Anyways, the whole point of this is I DM'd her. Obviously, she didn't fucking read it. Dude, she has like 300... When I saw that she had 300,000 followers, I was like, my heart sank because I was like, fuck... Now my chances are even slimmer.
Look, I would like to think that, you know, like when someone DMs you, you could kind of see real quick like their following or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to think that people don't care about that as long as it looks like an actual account versus like a bot account.
What do you mean people don't care?
Like follower count at the end of the day doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. But what I was saying was because she has 300,000 followers, I can only imagine that her DMs are flooded with people because my DMs are flooded and I only have 21,000 followers, right, you know, right. Not saying that follower count and DMs are directly correlated, right. But
there's some line
because she's a very beautiful woman. I can only imagine that there are millions of dudes.
Yeah, you didn't want to be just another hello my dear type guy.
Oh my god. Hello my dear. I definitely didn't say hello my dear. I slid in her DMs and as soon as I sent it, I was like, there's no way she's gonna fucking see this. So I was like, how am I gonna reach out to this girl? I just wanna get to know her. I feel like we would vibe really well. She's really into The Office. I love The Office. It seems like we have the same type of humor. She's really into music. She loves Billie Eilish. So, you know, those are all things that are on my list.
Yeah.
What other things could be on our
mutual list?
So I decided maybe the show is the best way to reach out to her.
This show?
Maybe if we make a TikTok and I'm like, yo, Alexis, if you're seeing this and you want to converse, maybe this is it.
Yeah, there we go. This is it.
Maybe not tag her in the comments, but like,
Use the power of the show.
Yeah, maybe the power of the TikTok will take over and she'll eventually see it on her timeline and be like, oh, I think this guy is a handsome guy. And like, let's...
Yeah, there you go. That's how you create an opportunity.
I thought she was a porn star because she had two X's in her name. Is that bad to say?
No, because, well, like, you know, a little peek behind the scenes, you were like, do you know what this is about? I was like, well, I mean, there's two X's. I think I know what it's about.
But it's not even, it's three X's to make it like, right, you know, some explicit shit, but it's only two X's. So I just thought it was funny. I wrote it down. I was like, oh, fuck, this looks like a porn star. It's two X's. I'm hesitant to say the last name. One, because I don't want everybody on here to be like DMing her like, yo, my boy is like interested in you.
Uh-huh.
And two, like, I just don't want to fuck up the last name. Because if I fuck up the last name, I feel like that's strike one.
Yeah, it's already like...
Even though people fuck up my last name all the time, I don't care.
Right. But you just don't want... Yeah.
I don't want to take the chance. Yeah. So, Alexis. And we're close in age.
Okay.
So, I just...
Same references.
Same reference points.
Scott. What's...
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott.
Scott. Hey, Scott. Get fuck out of here.
I clearly have not watched The Office.
Listen, Alexis, he's this guy. I don't even know him.
He's bad news.
He's in my house and I don't even know who this
is.
Look
at him. He's a delinquent.
But if you're into it, if you're somewhat interested, like, look, I'm not trying to ask you out on a date or anything. Like, we don't have to go deep into it. Maybe let's just start with a conversation.
Just tread the water.
Let's just see where maybe something could happen from this.
Let's go.
And if anything, if you're not interested, I would love to, I'm not interested. That would close it and I would be able to move on with my life. But if it stays open and I never get a response or I get like, if she just leaves a smiley face in the comments, I'm going to be thinking about that for the rest of my life. Like, what could this be?
Damn.
You know?
Yeah.
I needed some closure if it's not going to happen.
You don't want to what could have been.
Yeah. Well, I just need a, okay, she's not interested. Cool. Let's move on to the Alexis, Texas.
God damn. You don't want it to be like someone asks you out like 5 years from now, but you're like, well, I mean, I got that happy face.
Yeah, exactly.
From the show, from episode 75.
I don't want to get into it with you. I might, you know, me and Alexis might still, like, we might still be.
That shit might manifest. Yeah,
we never know, dude. She got two X's in her name. You don't know what's going to happen.
The unexpected, dude.
So, Alexis, if you're seeing this and you're interested, hit me up.
That'd be sick.
Check your DMs. I'm in there. I didn't say anything crazy because I know there's a lot of hello my dears in there. Yeah. Hello my dear.
Is there a way to filter through DMs? Like, can you like sort by oldest first? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Which would be kind of nice if you could do that.
There has to be a way.
No, you can just, I mean, you could see your requests. Look, and I get it. Like going through DMs, especially if you have hundreds of DMs to go through, it's a little exhaust, especially if she's like an actress that is out in the field, like doing real shit with her time. She's not going to go back to her trailer and like look at her requests and be like, let's entertain some of these. Like, there's no way.
Yeah. The more I look into what like big actors do on their day to day, it's like less on the search through every DM
not,
scale.
I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't actors and actresses that don't do that, but I'm just saying a high possibility that she's not going through her DMs. So how else am I going to fucking reach out?
That's what I'm saying. This is a great way.
Yeah. So I hope this is.
But you don't want to push the mob onto.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. I'm not trying to get the FMP gang to like harass her.
Not harass.
Maybe if we had like a top dog, like somebody
into entertainment.
Yeah. Like somebody that was like had a friend of a friend.
That 6 degrees of
separation
is real, right?
Yeah, I believe it. Look, what is this, 6 degrees of separation or 6 degrees of...
To explain 6 degrees of separation, everyone knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody who's 6 degrees away from what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's... Yeah. I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody
and
that
all
knows
I'm
somebody
saying,
that knows her.
All I'm saying is we both know a couple people
yeah,
with
we
blue
know
checks. People. You know what I'm saying? So,
but what was a little off-putting to me was that none of the people that I follow was following her. So I was like... Which is...
That's not off-putting.
It's not that it's off-putting, but it kind of like... It's a downer a little bit because like there's nobody knows who this is. None of y'all. I'm following like 300 people and none of y'all know who this is.
You have a point. So you would at least like to see someone.
Yeah, I think that would have gave me a lead at least.
That in itself says a lot of things. Either you're not following enough people.
Maybe. I got to follow.
You want to like maybe
get
more
my following
friends.
Count up. Look, we have a few people that we're following mutually.
Right.
But these are like
stars.
It's like Ariana Grande and John Mayer.
Yeah. Who else knows them?
Yeah.
Look, I think like on my 6 degrees of separation, I think I'm way closer to John Mayer than.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it's crazy because like I'm not even really looking for a relationship. Because like if you think about being in a relationship, it takes a lot of work, man.
Yeah. As we know from last episode.
It
takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work. You got to be very open-minded. You know,
open-minded. You're king open-minded right
Somebody
now.
Somebody called me that in the comments, and yeah. I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's a good title.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, last episode, we said if we get to 50 likes, I'm going to start a Tinder profile, which we're nearing 50 likes.
Look, there's someone, and then someone offered up Hinge to try out.
Hinge, yeah. I think I'll go for the triple threat, yeah. The Bumble, Hinge, and Grindr.
Well, I don't know about Grindr because I don't know if your type is going to be on there, but... there's also like a celeb one, or not celeb, like people of notoriety.
Rikers?
Yo. Yo, Rikers Island, hit me up.
Yo, what is it?
We getting locked up,
no,
bro.
No, not Rikers.
Raya.
Rikers? Yo, I think I'm going to be finding the wrong people on there.
A bunch of striped shirts.
Some delinquents.
Yeah.
I don't even think Rikers Island, is that even still a functioning a prison?
Gym.
You got to swim to it?
That's your warm-up. I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Because that's in New York, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it's still functioning.
New York, B.
This, I think, is probably one of the more healthy ways you could have tried to reach
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's not creepy. And like I said, I'm not trying to like... ask you out on a date right away, unless you're down with it, then I'm down. But I'm just saying, I just know how it is, because look, and not to put myself on a pedestal in any way, but I've gotten DMs that way, the very forward ones, and it wasn't that it was off-putting, it was just, I was startled by it, and I didn't know what to do with it, because it's very forward.
Are you talking about like forward romantically?
Yeah, like forward romantically, like people would hit me up like, yo, I'm interested, I think you're this and that, I would love to do this and that with
yeah.
you, and I was like, and I just didn't know what to do with it because it's so aggressive.
I get you.
So I'm not trying to be aggressive, I'm just putting it out on the table, but at the same time, some people like aggressive. I don't know,
that's true.
I'm just not aggressive, I guess.
But because you're not the aggressive type, then maybe you enjoy being like the more organic, slow
yeah.
build,
yeah.
let's build type.
Let's build.
Yo, let's, yo,
let's talk about build. The office and let's build.
Let's build an office. Let's build
let's
a
build.
Netflix show.
Yeah, bro. I just don't like feeling so disconnected. Is disconnected the right word? I just out of reach. Like it just feels so far out there. Like if she had 1,000 followers, you know, then it'd be like, okay, I could work with this. But because it's past 100K, there's something about it that's like, she's so untouchable.
Like exists in a different world.
Yeah.
We might have to scale back what we think of followers though.
Maybe. Maybe, you know? Yeah. Because I have homies who have over 100,000 followers
right.
and they're very reachable.
Very reachable, very normal.
They're normal ass people that have the same issues that I have. And
same day to day.
Yeah, same fears. Everything is literally, like we're all just humans.
Right, it's just, but for some reason, when you see that high of a number, you're just like, okay, we probably don't have the same
yeah.
like day to day.
She also lives a very different life. You know, actors live a different life. Dude.
I think so. Like half the year, they're closed off from the rest of the world and just
yeah.
playing a different role.
Also, I just feel like she's exposed to many different dudes, so you know her her plate is pretty full with options.
I don't know, that might be a pessimistic talking way.
Yeah, maybe
that sounds like something I would say versus you.
Yeah, I guess it just, when it comes to girls, I'm just not very confident, that's all. I don't have much experience, man. I don't know,
dude, it took a lot of confidence to even start this segment.
Yeah, that's true. I was very nervous. my hands are sweating. I'm a virgin. Attention listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FMP.
Ready for an out-of-world experience, fellas? Look no further than the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped that has just taken off in not only the USA, but Canada, the UK, across Europe, Australia, South Africa, and even Singapore.
Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Reserve Ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your whole solar system.
First scheduled for liftoff, new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. This spaceship is here to guide you on a journey to trim your body, balls, butt, and even Uranus.
The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock, and is even waterproof.
The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4,000K LED spotlight you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your travels across the universe.
The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker. It's like having a little astronaut to chop up your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear.
The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
Don't forget to use Crop Reserver Ball Deodorant and their Crop Reviver to help your little planets be on their A game while feeling the sun's heat. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag.
Bore hairy balls and Buzz Lightyear that Woody with Manscaped.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FMP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FMP at manscaped.com for a clean trinity and beyond. Your space balls will thank you. Are girls into virgins? There's gotta be. I don't see that not. No, be.
But I feel like if you are, there's like a weird fetishization happening there.
Yeah, because I've seen some.
I want a clean boy.
I've seen some girls talk about that before.
Really?
Like they're looking for the V.
Like they want. Like isn't that a weird thing? Like you want to take virginities?
The Virgin Mario. Sorry,
that's a good one. If there was any hunting for a show title, yeah, is that
the
one.
Virgin Mario. The Virgin Mario.
Mario.
I feel like if we talk about it, like if we're hunting for, like then it makes it creepy. But if it's a girl, that's a double standard, dude, for sure.
Look, double standards are very real.
Dude, yes.
And sometimes that's just the reality of things. Like,
yeah.
Like literally if a girl says that, it's not as creepy as if a guy says that. Because if right now, if I overheard the table next to us eating and they're talking about that shit, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
A bunch of dudes. Yeah. But, talking about, I want a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's weird. But if it's a bunch of girls like looking for a virgin, that seems very innocent.
Is it though? But the reason behind it has to be more wholesome than that. Like as if
they're
like,
just trying to find someone to mold.
Well, whereas, then like, see, a, like they want to groom someone. Isn't that weird?
Whereas, yeah, I guess. Whereas a dude is just looking for something tight.
Yeah, which is that's.
Yeah, that's a little.
That's bordering something different,
right? But that's almost the same thing because both of them are sexual desires. Like one wants it tight, and one wants it. And not even saying that like there are non-virgins that are not tight.
That's what I'm saying.
Those are not directly correlated.
Yeah, they're not directly correlated. There's just
an appeal to somebody, to a woman, I guess.
I think why I think it sounds
gross
or weird is because
for a man looking for a virgin,
because that entails like virginity normally correlates to youth, and that's where it gets a little murky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think if your intention is youth,
unless you go on your app and you filter. Youth? Virgin, and then, you know, 30 plus years old, then, you know, we're talking a different.
That's a small
pool.
That's a, there's gotta be, there's got to be people that are swimming in there.
It's a smaller pool, but there's people swimming for sure. So, you know, that's a different pool.
Yeah, I just think there's something. Okay, here's what I think what makes that attractive. If it's a post 30-year-old woman that's still a virgin.
Okay.
It's just she hasn't been touched by dudes. By dirty ass people, by dirty ass dudes.
Yeah,
because it just seems like all dudes are dirty.
There
right?
hasn't been someone that ruined your life.
Right. There hasn't been a man that just gave you a bad experience.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Either that.
Penetration wise.
Either that or some very strong religious ties.
That's cool too. We could work with that. I could work with religious ties.
Yeah. Maybe that's in the filter too.
Religious ties?
Religious ties.
Yeah. But see, the thing about the virgin thing is like, you can't. How are you gonna prove that? Like,
it's like you pull up your like vaccination card and it's like, okay, I got my two shots and I'm a virgin. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, we didn't need that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
you're like getting your second shot. Like, okay, are you a virgin? Like, oh shit, I didn't know they're gonna ask this. Yes.
Do you smoke? Are you a virgin? Smoke what?
Do you smoke? Smoke what? Okay, that's a yes.
Yeah. That's an instant yes.
So you do. Okay.
Shout out to the virgins, dude. If you're a virgin, hit us up. Not because like we're trying to groom you or anything. I just think it's amazing.
It's a story of a less likelihood thing that happens in 2021.
You think more people above 18 are non-virgins than virgins? In the world. And we're talking about the entire world.
Nah, I'm going to put the number at 24. Is where it gets closer to 50-50.
Oh, okay. So once a person is... So you're saying everybody above 24, that's when it gets to the 50% are virgins and 50% are not virgins?
Yeah, and then it starts to scale non-virgin as you get older. You know,
that's a pretty high percentage, though, for 24 years old. I feel like most people lose
their
virginity.
Because I feel like that's post-college. And then the, you know, people start to...
So wouldn't you say that it drops off at 18... Or when do you start college? Like 21?
If you're... On a 4-year curriculum, yeah, and you went on time.
So wouldn't you say it's more like 22? Well, what are we getting into the details for?
I'm just putting at 24.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes...
So a little buffer?
A little buffer.
Yeah.
You kind of separated yourself from things that you were tied down to that made you go without having sex for that long, so...
Yeah, virginity is a crazy... I was going to say concept.
Yo, well, man-made construct.
It is a construct, I guess. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's held together by the hymen. Hey,
what is that called?
Heisman Trophy.
The
Heisman.
I might as well get the Hyman Trophy.
Yo, what's that on the shelf over there? Oh, it's a Hyman.
It's a fountain. It's just running blood.
That's kind of.
I kind of fuck with that.
What?
Yeah.
You're into some weird decor.
I'm into blood. That's all.
Oh, do you like? Yo,
the gang. I'm just kidding.
Dude, when you put that on the episode, I was like, am I going to get blowback from this?
I don't think.
Even bring it up
okay,
right
well,
now.
First
like,
first of all,
think,
bloods like, don't sign. Well, okay, hold on. Well, yeah, first of all, before the first of all.
Before the first of all. Before pre the, that.
Pre first of all. First of all, I don't know anything about bloods all or right. gang culture. Okay. Second of all, I don't think bloods are throwing up the blood sign like that, where you do the, where they do the acrobats with the fingers.
I wonder where that even came from.
Stupidity.
I gotta believe that. Yeah.
That shit came from middle school ignorance.
The shit that sticks with you in middle school, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that came from middle school that stuck with me. Like, what stuck in middle school? I think maybe one of the biggest things, ironically, is the whole penis thing and how a man's penis size is it's held to a high regard. Like if you had the bigger the penis, the more manly you are.
I gotcha. That stuck with you.
Yeah, I think I've shaken it since, but I think that I've thought about that a lot because I don't have the biggest, you know,
right
penis in the world, and I also don't have the smallest, but I think I don't know where I fall in the spectrum. I think I'm more towards...
Yeah, whenever we look up the research, especially when we talk about it on the show, like we're, average.
I'm above average.
Above the world average.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. A W is a W.
I carried that with me because in high school, like, you know, when you'd be changing in PE, you'd be a little bit insecure about your man down there.
Yeah, and I think it's... Well, like you went to middle school here in the U.S. where there is a discrimination against Asian men. Whether people acknowledge it or not. So maybe you felt it more. so then probably. the next man.
Because I was...
Then the next locker.
I was the minority, you know?
Right, you were the one, I knew, like, Asian kid.
One other Asian dude in all of my classes. So
when I
most of them are white dudes.
On like my first week of school here, like the one person that connected to me at in PE was the one other Asian kid.
Yeah, same. That's always how I always was drawn. I was drawn to the other Asian kids because they were like leprechauns, dude. Like they were so far and few between that when you would see another, especially if he's Filipino, you're like, holy shit, you're me and I'm you. Like we should band together and join forces.
Yeah, make a Megatron of like one big Asian man.
Yeah,
I remember seeing the guy because like I think he was Chinese and all of his friends were white. And I would sometimes just be watching and being like, how does this guy fit in? Like, what does he do differently?
What does his dick look like?
Well, definitely not. But I was like, look how he just weaves in and out of a different world.
I feel like there's some racism hidden in there.
What, me?
How does he weave in and out?
That's a reach. That was a reach if I ever heard one.
It's not there's no racist undertones in there?
I don't think so.
Okay. Make Asians great again. Wait, what's the slogan?
Stop Asian hate.
Sorry.
Asian pride.
Stop the Asian hate.
Or, which I'm still trying to get the band going on this, is Asian Boy Summer.
I think that the ship has sailed for that. Dude. Should we call our people the band? You just...
I mean, yeah.
That's kind of cool. The Family Mart Band.
I imagine the SpongeBob Orchestra, like, or the Super Bowl Band.
Yo, the Family Mart Band. Wait, what is the song that they played? Sweet Victory, yeah.
Yo, they were jamming.
They were jamming.
The shit like comes out the out the field.
Show. I love that episode.
Yeah, it's really good.
Saying I love that show makes it seem like you're not really a fan of the show for some reason. Like, yo, I love that show.
Oh, when someone's like, yo, you watch SpongeBob, and they're like, oh man, I love that show. Like,
yeah, doesn't it kind of sound like they don't really fuck with SpongeBob?
I don't know why, but it does sound like that.
Yeah,
maybe because the normal like retort to that would be like a quote.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, are we gatekeeping SpongeBob?
Are we?
It sounds like we are.
No, we can't be. It's like too universally loved. We can't
just let people say I love that show without thinking that they don't actually love the show.
I can't really unpack why that sounds, but it's just like, oh man, I love that show. I'm like,
Yeah.
That, for some reason, it just doesn't feel genuine. Off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
When someone brings up, like, have you seen that movie? I'm like, yeah, I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
definitely
yeah,
didn't yeah, see that movie.
Well, you know, when people ask that and they're, like, trying to explain something to you, and then in the middle of their point, they're like, yo, you've seen that thing, right? Because they're trying to make a reference.
Yeah. I just give in.
Yeah, sometimes I just say, yeah, even though I haven't, just to keep them going. Because if you say no, that's kind of where the point stops. Yeah. But I want to hear the rest of your point.
I want to hear whether it sounds relevant.
This, yeah, whether I know this movie or not.
You're so passionate already.
Yeah, so just
say it.
I'm just like, yeah,
of course I've seen it. Yeah. Haven't seen that show.
Yeah. I haven't seen most things.
Yeah,
like I haven't seen a lot of classic movies.
Me neither. And I tell myself sometimes like, oh, I'll get to it one day. But like, I don't know. Like am I going to take time out my day?
Like, what's a classic movie that you feel like everybody has seen but you haven't seen?
The Godfather.
So, yeah, I haven't seen The Godfather.
Top Gun. I'm sure I've seen it because I remember it. But like, I don't remember.
People younger than. People that were born in 2000 have no idea what the fuck Top Gun is.
Oh, okay. So is that not a classic then? I know like The Godfather.
To a certain generation. Maybe Top Gun isn't that classic as we think it is.
What's another one then?
Pineapple Express. I feel like that's a classic movie that everybody has seen.
You haven't seen that?
No. See? That's what I'm saying. That reaction is all that you need to hear.
The reason why I gave that type of reaction is because we're in the same age bracket. Like, we fulfill the same demographic. No, don't try to ageist me now. Hold on.
Don't try to act like we're the same age, dude. You're way
older. Dude.
You're way older than me.
It's a spectrum. That
bracket's like this big, no. Dude. What's bracket?
Good one. That's a callback in that red shirt.
Yeah. What's bracket, bro?
What's bracket, bro? Like, we fulfill the same demographic when you look at analytics on these websites.
Sure, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But because we're in that same one, I would have expected you to have seen Pineapple Express. Yeah. There was a whole era right there of Pineapple Express.
I know. See, that's how classic it is. You're getting so up in arms about me not seeing Pineapple Express that it's that, like, you just have to have seen that movie. So I haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix.
See what I'm saying, bro? This is the type of conversation that people have with people that haven't seen classics.
Yeah, it gets forceful.
Yeah.
It gets
You
angry.
Have to watch it. When you were just saying 5 minutes ago, you're like, when am I gonna have time to watch that? Which I could carve out some space to watch Pineapple Express. But I think the fact that everybody is like, yo, you need to watch it is making me not want to watch it. Not because I'm not trying to be in with the people. I'm just, for some reason, psychologically, it just makes me not want to watch it.
At this point, if you end up watching it, it's definitely going to fall
short
of what you're expecting.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So my expectations are too through the roof for
just,
that movie.
Okay, what if you just bring it down? Is it one of those things like you just have to walk into the house and then me and Merz are already watching it?
You guys have to be watching it and like y'all are not talking and I'm trying to start conversation with y'all, but
we're
like,
not having
it. Yeah, you're not having it. So I'm like, okay.
Forced to sit down.
I'll like sit down uncomfortably and watch this with y'all. You know,
and then you might enjoy it.
I'll be like watching it like this.
Yeah, that's exactly how you'd be sitting. But you might enjoy it, you're saying.
Yeah.
Or do you think you'll still be closed off?
No, that's the perfect way to introduce me to the movie.
So besides making it as content, I mean, unless you want to do like a movie reviews on the Patreon or something, but I'm saying
there's a low chance.
I'm going to text Merz and we'll try to set up something.
You're going to try and force it on me.
Well,
organically forceful
organic, but yeah. You know, it's kind of like an intervention where you invite someone and we all have the pillow,
yeah.
Except for the pillow.
We all have the pillow.
Instead of a pillow, we're watching the movie. Chris, you need to have a seat. He's holding the pillow.
Everyone's holding the pillow.
Yeah.
Yo.
When you hold the pillow, you watch the movie.
There's something about it that's like the pillow on the held pillow or the pillow on your lap. What is it? Why is it so comforting?
Is it a vibe?
Is it a vibe? Have you seen the trend of POV or sitting on my lap?
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to forget that, but you brought up a memory.
I wanted to be on your lap.
No, hell no. Is that what you're imagining the pillow right now?
Yeah. I seen a few where like the girl spits on the phone. I'm like, whoa.
Wait.
People in the comments are like, yo, I'm solid right now.
Oh my gosh. People on the tick of talk are mad horny.
Yeah.
But you're saying like because the camera's like up here.
Okay. No. It's like you are the one laying on her lap.
Oh, and then she spit down.
Yeah, she spit down onto the camera.
Damn, people are fucking weird, dude.
That's not king shame, bro. You're getting into king shame territory.
Yeah.
KST.
I got to stop with the king shame. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, there's probably things that you fuck with that are like, would make other people be like, he's a freak.
Yeah. Why is he so into pant shape?
Should we have what?
Shape of pants.
Oh. Are you into that?
Dude.
Okay. Hold on.
Not like sexually, but I'm like, look at how these pants fit. That's all I'm saying.
What does it do to you, though?
It unlocks this part of my brain that appreciates, like, silhouette and design. That's all.
But it does nothing sexually.
No. It doesn't make me rock hard.
Would there ever be a shape that would give you goosebumps?
No. Like, do people wear pants shaped as vaginas?
I don't think so. No, I'm not saying like that. Like, it doesn't have to be tied to genitalia. I'm just saying, like, you fuck with this pant shape so much that it gives you goosebumps or, like, maybe it makes you tear up a little bit because it's so beautiful. Or does it not get that deep?
I don't think it gets that deep to end up tearing up
because it's so
that would
beautiful.
Have to hit because like you know like
you could
that
you could do that with songs like a song could be so beautiful like you shed a tear to it because you're like oh my god this is I love this song
maybe
like
the thing about songs is like they can get into such more detail than I feel
yeah
like.
But because like it seems like you're very passionate about pan shapes.
It's fire. Man.
So, like, I don't know. You could get that deep with it.
Maybe. I never thought of that. I guess if it was, like, it sounds so snobby to talk about fashion on this, but, like, if it was presented in a certain way, like, on, you know, either a photo shoot or a runway, blah, 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 blah.
Why does that make you eye roll, though?
What's wrong with
talking about fashion?
Because when I know what it sounds like to the non-interested person, it sounds so dumb.
It sounds so materialistic.
Well, I don't care about sounding materialistic because it is what it is, but
literally it is materials.
Yeah. But, okay.
But you just think
it's
the
art beyond that.
You just think it sounds maybe not pretentious, but you're just like, why does this person even care so much about this small thing?
I think it's one of those things like when people don't care about it, they literally have zero care about it type of deal.
Yeah. But wouldn't you argue that that's how all art is? Like you could say the same for music. If I'm here talking about like the fucking chord progression of the new Billie Eilish song, somebody out there could be like, oh my God, it's just a fucking song. Maybe. I feel like you could do that with anything. Maybe just a little bit more aware.
More self-deprecating about it.
Yeah, because you're in it, you know? You're at the top.
But when, like, do you agree? Like, there's some topics when people don't care, there's like
they really don't care. Maybe. I'd have to hear more.
I just feel like that's one of those things. Yeah, more examples.
You think fashion is just like people just tune out.
Like, there's no, like, you're either interested, semi-interested, or zero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not much of a gray area, I feel.
I feel what you're saying. So basically, fashion shows.
I won't talk about pants. Yeah, fashion shows, eye roll. Yeah. Maybe I'll cry. Maybe.
So the point of this entire thing is there hasn't been a pant silhouette that has made you cream of the crop. Cream your pants. Cream of rice.
Good one, dude. Cream my pants. No, hasn't been. The ones I'm currently wearing, you see me wear all the time, and I absolutely love these. So
what are some other non-sexual kinks that you think are like odd to most people, if you could think of any?
Odd to most people. Yeah. Probably clothing proportion. Like, that's really it.
Yeah.
99% of people, I feel like, don't care.
Yeah. I feel it.
That's got to be my strange addiction.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one. I don't know if this is sexual, and I don't know if it's a kink, and I don't even know if it's part of this category, but I just really enjoy when women have their hair up and they remove it from the tie and they do this like frizz thing, like, and they're trying to unfrizz it with their hands,
and then the scent escapes.
That too. That's, yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, the scent escapes. But mostly like the action of untying their hair and like doing that, for some reason that just like sexually and non-sexually, it does something to me. It's kind of, I think that's why I did it all the time in the mirror.
Is that what you're doing? Yo, you gotta grow the hair back, dude. Let me just say, you gotta grow the hair back.
No, dude.
Ever since it's been cut, we've somewhat ran into like conversations or situations that like circle backed into like, yo, you gotta get the hair back. I feel it.
You miss the hair?
I don't miss it, but I feel.
You think,
like,
I was hotter with the hair?
Hotter with the hair.
You can say that objectively.
No. I don't think. Not necessarily hotter, but I feel like you had a different presence.
You think
it was more
a
self-expression than this currently. Yeah. Maybe, and it might tie back into that whole thing, like, this is what I always known you as. So then when you did that, it was more expressive than before. So that could be it. And I have a different connotation of you in my mind, but
you think the hair, I stand out more with the hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is easier to stand out with blonde hair as an Asian man.
Yeah. Example one.
Yeah. So, you know what? I miss the hair too. It's just, if I could take my hair off at the end of the day, I would 100% have long hair again.
Yo, normalize men getting weaves. How about that then? Yeah. You want to get a weave?
But see, that's like less, it wouldn't feel like me if I had a weave.
Yeah, exactly. Cause you didn't work for it.
Yeah. Like, but if I could seriously like have natural long hair, but like somehow remove it when I want to and put it back on when I want it again, that'd be fire. Cause then I would do it. I would have long hair all the time. Cause I do think you could do more with your hair. Like, you can have it down, you can have it up, you can play with it and kind of turn yourself on.
It's like looking in the mirror and doing the untie hair frizz thing. If I walk in on you doing that and you're like,
I'm rock solid downstairs.
Yeah, and I can like clearly see your arouse. I'm like, oh my God, I walked in on something I definitely shouldn't have.
It's like,
you have your eyes set on me. I'm like, oh, no, not me. Don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
I don't know, man. It's just, I just like, listen, I'm just joking, by the way. For those who don't, now it just seems like I fucking turn myself on, which isn't a, like, that's not, that shouldn't be a bad thing. Yo, like, if you can find ways to, like, get off to
yourself.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, it's a spectrum, right? I'm self.
Yeah. Self.
Sexual.
Aroused. Yeah. That S.
That's the S in BDSM. It's not.
Yeah, it's instead of asexual, you're S-sexual, self-sexual.
Look, it is a joke, but when we lean into it this hard, it just becomes canon at this point. It's a part of the story.
Canon?
Do you not use that term?
No. Dude, you got Jay has all these terms in his back pocket. Spoken for, rope.
Look.
Now he's bringing out canon.
I know a lot of people, no one use the term canon. It's
like ammo?
No, it's like C A N O N, and it means like something is a part of the main story.
Not ammo?
Like if you watch Fast and Furious, right? Uh-huh. But you watch Tokyo Drift, you're like, okay, there's only a little bit of that that's actually canon.
Oh, like part of the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
There's
a term for that.
I've never heard of that before. Yeah. Where do you learn all this?
YouTube.
I mean,
yo, 100 things to learn on YouTube when you move to America.
Canon.
Canon.
Number one. Canon. Actually, number one, spoken for. Number two, canon. Number three, rope.
Yeah. So
just check back in next time for 3 or 4 through 100.
I think I have a lot of interest, so my algorithm's all fucked up. I want to trick the robot, you know what I mean? They don't know me.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want them to know you? Because then they'll recommend stuff that you actually want to watch.
Yeah.
So why are you trying to, like, you're self-sabotaging by, like, trying to zig and zag.
Like, in a way, I just don't want to be,
You don't want to be catered to?
No, because when you are in an algorithm and other people are in the algorithm, then it's like you lose, like, a sense of unique snowflakiness.
Dude, we're just talking about YouTube recommendations right now.
Is that so overthought?
Yeah, you're trying to trick YouTube recommendations. It's trying to help you.
Yeah, I'm not helping it because sometimes I'd be on my recommendation and be like, there's nothing to watch today.
So like you purposely click on videos that you're not interested in just to fucking like mess up the algorithm?
Yo, let me search like these things. Yeah. So I can throw it off the scent, dude. Yeah. It's catching up to
me. It's just like, okay, I mean, this is what you're asking for, so I'll just give it to you.
Sure.
I feel it. Well, listen, guys, that's all we can do for this episode. We're going to do a weekly Patreon. We're going to do the weekly Patreon episode right now.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you want to listen right now to Jay and I shoot the shit even more, head to our Patreon, patreon.com/familymartpod. Alexis, I really, you know, I hope that nothing in this show or any of our past shows has turned you off.
Oh, shit.
You know, because I did think about that
when
I
was catalog?
Like, yeah, like when I was thinking about our TikToks and how crude we can get, I was like, but then at the same time, she's not into the crude humor. We're not going to get along anyways.
Yeah, I getcha.
With, you know, how fine somebody is, if you're not getting along, your fineness ultimately can only take you so far in a relationship, you know?
There you go. But you're saying it's going to go pretty far because you're very into this person. We'll see. We'll test the boundaries of that theory.
Because listen, bro, if this works, if this fucking something happens from this,
you'll be the exception.
Will I be an exception?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, I won't have to start a Tinder or a Hinge or anything. Like,
then you're talking about we'll just change the goal of what that 50 likes meant. Then.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Listen, guys, we love you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you next time.
Next time.
If we stay alive. Yo, last minute, we haven't done this in a while. Text us, DM us, last minute listener, I made it to that part, DM it to us, let us know,
leave a comment,
let us know you made it to this, like this is a very special moment. Hey,
like the video. Yeah. If anything,
yeah,
some sort of engagement, because I'm talking about algorithms, I'm trying to trick the algorithm, but we're trying to trick other people into getting into to get us into their other algorithm. So like the video.
See you guys next week.
Peace.